This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I am so grateful for the amazing response that episodes 543 and 545 got from all of you. We were talking about insecurity, judgment, the way we manufacture ideas that others might be judging us, also the way we judge others, and the way we respond to perceived criticisms from people in our lives. I am beyond grateful for all of the comments and the feedback and the shares of those two episodes. Your enthusiasm around those topics is so helpful for me because I know it's something we need to talk about and tackle much more, and we will do so. Today, however, I want to take a different approach, and I want to start a discussion about a big area of confusion as it relates to creating change. Almost all of us grew up in a traditional learning environment, meaning that from a very young age, the objective was to learn. Whether that was to learn to tie our shoes or to learn to write the alphabet, to learn math, to learn to read, onward for decades. The model that we grew up with, almost without exception, was learning, which is great because we certainly can benefit tremendously from expanding what we know. However, the challenge that I am seeing with increasing frequency is that we stay in that learning model without ever recognizing that learning and changing are two different things. And because the model that we've spent most of our lives subscribing to is learning, when we want to change something, that is the approach we take. We want to learn and learn and learn and learn. And in 2018, 2019, the availability of information can keep us learning forever and learning different approaches and different strategies and different opinions. But that is not changing. That is not changing. And that's what we are going to talk about today. This distinction between wanting to create change and using learning versus wanting to create change and stepping away from the learning model into the doing model, the acting model. Before we do that, though, I know there are a lot of new listeners and certainly a lot of listeners who have never worked with me before, and I am going to be talking about what it means to work with me and what that looks like, etc. But because so many of you don't know me, haven't worked with me before, there is a very widespread misconception that comes into my inbox or my direct messages on Instagram almost every day, which surrounds this sense of, well, sure, it's easy for you, Elizabeth, which makes me smile every time because it couldn't be further from the truth. Guys, I am going to put a link in the show notes page, which you can find at primalpotential.com/546, to a training that I did a week or two ago that is very similar to today's podcast topic. But what is in that training, because it's a video training, are some of the pictures from when I was near my heaviest. And they are very, very large photographs. Like, I was a big girl. And it wasn't even my biggest because either at my heaviest, I wouldn't go near a camera or I would angrily insist and ensure that whoever took the picture deleted it not only from their device, but also from the trash on their device. So I kind of wish that I hadn't done that because it would be great to have some of those pictures. But I shared some of the pictures from when I was near my heaviest, but not at my heaviest. And it's not like, oh, I once had a weight struggle. No, I was dangerously obese, and I was that way for most of my life. It wasn't like all of a sudden in college I developed a weight problem. No, I was overweight when I was born, and I became increasingly overweight year after year after year after year for decades. When people say, oh, well, it's easy for you to say journal every day. It's easy for you to say carbs at night. It's easy for you to say be positive. It's easy for you to say get to the gym. No, if it's hard for anybody to say, it would be hard for me to say, because I was not only obese, I was depressed, and I was a binge eater for most of my years on this earth. And I share that only for context, that if anybody understands the struggle and believes in the ability to create change, it's me. I totally understand the skepticism and the cynicism when you're maybe looking at somebody who's sharing mindset perspectives but hasn't struggled with depression, or nutrition perspectives but never struggled with their weight, or never struggled severely, dramatically, and for a long time with their weight. I get that, because I had those thoughts too, right? Like, okay, easy for you to say to just embrace moderation, or easy for you to say do it anyway when you were never depressed, when you were never over 350 pounds, when you didn't know what it was like to walk into a store and be able to try on a pair of clothes until you were in your 30s. You know? I get that. But I want you to know that I'm not coming at this from a preaching standpoint at all. I spent most of my life in the struggle. And if I could find my way out of the struggle and break free from that darkness, you can too. Because if you had told me that I would break free, I don't know that I would have agreed with you. I didn't think it was possible for me. I was almost at the point of giving up. If I can do it, you can do it. Whether you've struggled with it for decades or just the last few years, whether it's a weight struggle or a food struggle or a mindset struggle or a financial struggle, I understand and I know that something dramatically different is possible for you, which is not the focus of our podcast today. But I wanted to put it out there for context for those of you that are like, oh yeah, easy for you to say. No, actually not. Most of my life has been a very dark struggle that when I think about the years I missed out on, when I think about the relationships they damaged, when I think about the number of opportunities that I chose to sit on the sidelines of, I mean, I missed out on most of my life because of that. So if I can change my perspective, if I can change my life, if I can change my finances and my health, my friend, so can you. And I genuinely want to help you. It is the depth of my struggle, the darkness of my struggle, that is what lights me on fire to help you. This is not an income thing for me, being a business owner, because quite frankly, it would be way easier to work for somebody else. This is not an income play for me. This is an impact play for me. I do this because I believe I can help people the way I really needed help. And I wish that there had been someone when I felt hopeless and overwhelmed and defeated and frustrated. I wish there had been somebody who said, I've been there and I've gotten to the other side, and I know how scared you are, and I know how dark it feels, and I know how frustrated you are, and I will help. Not out of some holier-than-thou pity party vibe, but because it is a fire burning in my heart to help you. I wish I had that. But what might be even better is that I get to bring that to you. I share that because I know how hard it can be. Not necessarily related to weight, because that is like the least interesting part of my transformation. Like, that is the part that I am the least excited about or proud of. The mental transformation, the lifestyle transformation, the financial transformation, that's what gets me excited. And I think that when you start to get those pieces in place, when you start to shift the foundation of the way that you think and the way that you behave, the other stuff will take care of itself. You've probably heard me say this before, but living in the middle sucks. Sucks. It straight up sucks. And when I say the middle, what I mean is we want some change, whether it is related to food or it's related to finances or it's related to body weight or a career, you name it. We want to create this big change in life. We have these huge intentions, but our efforts kind of like meh, you know, kind of some days it's really great, some days it's really crap, some days it's all right. That's what I refer to as living in the middle, because you have the tension of the desire, right? I really want something different and I don't want what I have right now. But at the same time, you don't have the thrill of success. You don't have the lightheartedness and the peace that comes with achievement. You're living in the middle, and that sucks. But we don't have to live in the middle. These are some of the ideas that I shared on a webinar a week or so ago, and I wanted to share them here with you because I wanted this to live on the podcast and reach more people. What I shared on that webinar was this idea, really a question. What if you could get out of the middle? What if you could get out of your own way? What if you could end the struggle forever? Not because you stop wanting the change, so no more struggle, I've just decided to be where I am. No, what if you could achieve that thing you want and no longer have to fight for it? Because, you know, we see this all the time with weight. We also see it with finances, where your desire, your goal is to lose weight, and you lose the weight, but you don't keep it off. And so you're back in the struggle. And you go in this pattern, this cycle, struggling, 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 success, slowly getting back to, oh, here I am again in the struggle. Oh, here I am again in this tension that I need to do the work. And so the struggle is endless. It is cyclical and it is exhausting. And our entire life, so much of our mindset, so many of our thoughts are all related to this cycle, to this struggle. There is a different way. Even if it's all you've known up until now is this cycle of the struggle, what if you could end that forever? Because the way you create change, instead of relying on learning and tactics and plans and opinions, you did it differently. And you did it in a way that you never had to do it again. That is possible for you. That is possible for you when you decide that it is time to move beyond hoping and wishing. Because we can wish for success. We can hope to change. And I hear those phrases all the time. I mean, I hope I can do it. I just wish that I could get through this. My friend, you can. But hoping and wishing are not change strategies, just like learning isn't either. When I'm working with my clients, and that's primarily through the 12 weeks to transformation, when I'm working with my clients, the process that we go through together is about making change happen instead of learning about how to make change happen. That might sound like kind of obvious. Well, yeah, I mean, we want to do stuff. But the reality is the majority of us spend almost all of our effort in the learning about how to make change happen phase. Whether that is listening to podcasts, or it's reading books, or it's reading blogs, or it's watching people on social media, we give our energy to learning about how to make change happen instead of making change happen. But the crux of my work with my clients is about making change happen. I shared with you guys that I get a lot of questions about this learning model. Lots of questions about information, about strategy, about facts, instead of learning from action, which is very, very different. In fact, somebody messaged me the other day, December 13th, 2018, to be exact. They messaged me about the 12 weeks to transformation because I had been, I was about to open it up to the wait list. And the email says, is the information in the 12 weeks to transformation all videos? If so, is there any way to have a transcript of the content? I don't retain information very well when it's presented verbally. I do much better with the written word. The short and cursory answer to that question is no, it's not all video. There are a bazillion different modalities for the delivery of the work that we do in the 12 weeks to transformation. However, none of us retain information ideally in the learning model. And the 12 weeks to transformation is not about retaining information. I don't give a lick if you retain any of the information. What I care is if you create change. Creating change is not about learning. Yes, there are going to be pieces of information throughout the 12 weeks, but change is about doing, getting engaged, getting off the sidelines and into the game, doing the work, showing up every day, not with what can I learn, how can I understand this better, but what can I do with it? The fastest way, truly, to influence your mind and your perspective about things, which is in a roundabout way what we're trying to do when we're trying to learn, is by action. Because so many of us are so deeply ingrained with this learning model. I'm a visual learner. I'm an auditory learner. I'm a hands-on learner, whatever it is. Well, you're not here to learn. You're here to change. And when I say here, I mean like in the 12 weeks to transformation. I am not interested in what you learn. I'm interested in what you do, in how you change. We are not here to learn more. We are here to do more. And oftentimes, the very thing that keeps us from changing is our obsession with learning. Truly, let that sink in. Oftentimes, what keeps us from committing to the process of change is that we're so damn attached to the process of learning. It's not about knowing what to do, and it's also not just about doing it. Ready? Here's the distinction that I try to embody and impart in the 12 weeks to transformation. It's not just saying, okay, it's not that we want to know what to do, it's what we actually want to do. It's about enjoying doing it. Yes, we want to go beyond learning what to do and we want to move into doing it. However, we want to do it in a way where we enjoy doing it. When I'm working with clients, I do not lean on or want them to rely on the discipline and willpower models at all. There's absolutely a time and a place for discipline. There's absolutely a time and a place for willpower, but the much more effective strategy for creating change that you're not just going to recreate and recreate and recreate because you do it and then undo it, do it and then undo it. The best way to create change that you never have to recreate again because your results are permanent is to find a way to enjoy the process. So it's not about knowing what to do. It is creating a way that you love doing it. And that is going to look different for every single person, but that is what we're trying to do in the 12 weeks to transformation. We're moving beyond what isn't working. And what isn't working for most people is this learning model. Let me read all about keto so that I understand it better. Or let me figure out if intermittent fasting is safe for women or not safe for women. And we check all of these boxes of learning and then we dabble in doing for a little bit. But when that gets too exhausting because it's all powered by discipline and willpower, we just go right back into learning. And we feel like we are doing the right thing, but it doesn't work. So we return to this failing pattern over and over and over again of information, dabble in execution, get burnt out because we are disliking the process. We see it as a burden. We see it as a chore. Instead of, how can I fall in love with the process of creating change? How can I truly enjoy the pursuit of my highest potential? That is what I am trying to do with folks. Trying to help them break beyond yesterday's patterns that didn't work. We're so quick to argue for everything we've tried and every way we've disappointed ourselves, but the fact of the matter is, it's not relevant. It doesn't matter to me how many times you've disappointed yourself. What matters to me is that you stop reminding yourself because it's not relevant. Somebody messaged me after episode 543, I think, either 543 or 545. They messaged me and they said, don't you think that the only reason you've been able to change your perspective is because you did the work to change your body? And I was like, no. If you've listened to my podcast for any period of time, you know that the reason I was able to break out of the yo-yo cycle, the diet obsession cycle, is because I changed my mind first. Because I realized that the on again, off again, I'll start on Monday, this is the diet du jour, that pattern wasn't working for me, and I decided to choose a different one. And the different one that I chose was changing my mindset, my perspective, refusing to tell the story of the past and the struggle, and instead to commit purely to what I could do to participate in change that given day. And at first, I wasn't really enjoying the process, right? And so it did feel like discipline and it did feel like willpower, but those are limited resources. And the change is infinitely more sustainable, not to mention more enjoyable, when our approach is not just about taking action, but finding a way to create the action and the perspective about the action that allows us to enjoy the journey. That is what I'm trying to do. And, you know, along the way, my job when I'm coaching clients is to continuously remind them to refuse to settle. To refuse to settle for the excuse. To refuse to settle for the story of the past. To refuse to settle for what is comfortable and convenient. And I'm not there to give those reminders forever because eventually, when your process is truly about the change you enjoy creating, eventually you won't need those reminders. But for a while, you will, right? So I'm there to give you those daily reminders. I'm in your ear every dang day through the Facebook group and the audio coaching messages and the live Q&As and the challenges every single day for 12 weeks. I'm there to give you those reminders until you're giving them to yourself consistently. I say all the time that it feels amazing to feel amazing. That for me, what I only came to know through experience, I couldn't have learned this from somebody else sharing it. It could only come from my own action. But I've really come to realize that I am happier and I enjoy food more and I enjoy life more and I enjoy relationships more when I'm taking great care of myself than when I'm not. For the longest time, I convinced myself that my night would be better, my weekend would be better if I was indulging. If that was food or alcohol or spending money or a little bit of everything, I for so long told myself that that would be better than the night without those indulgences. But that wasn't true. I just didn't know because I hadn't given myself the extended experience of feeling amazing. Can you get there on your own? Yeah, for sure. But is it infinitely easier with help? Absolutely. And one of the reasons that to this day I value coaches so much, whether that is the leader of the mastermind that I shared with you guys in the VIP email that I recently joined, the business mastermind, or it's the coaches in my CrossFit box, the trainers I've had along the way. The best people, the most successful people, the people who really want to reach their potential, they have coaches. Whether we're talking about athletes or we're talking about actors or we're talking about business owners, the best have coaches. Often because it's just easier to create that change with help than without it. I talk almost weekly to my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients about their part versus my part. And that exists here on the podcast too, right? There's your part and there's my part. But I want to talk to you about what I tell my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients about your part and my part. And I'm doing this in part because if any of you are considering working with me in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, it is my hard and fast requirement that this be totally understood because it really is a prereq for any kind of success in a working relationship with me. My part is to do what I say I'm going to do and to do it with genuine care and heart and passion and love. And I think that, and you know, you guys know if you've been on a live webinar with me or even just at the start of this one, when I start talking about my work and my clients, I get deeply emotional because I care so freaking much. You can, if you were to have a conversation with my sister or my boyfriend or some of my clients in the Masters Club, like if they would tell you one thing about the professional version of Elizabeth, it's that it's the personal version of Elizabeth. Like I care so deeply. So my part is to care, right? Genuinely to care, to be more concerned with the impact that I have on you than with any kind of professional relationship. And that is absolutely something I take quite seriously. My part is also to deliver to you what I say that I will. And in the case of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, weekly challenges is one of those things. Being present in our private Facebook group 7 days a week for the duration of our 12 weeks is one of those things. Putting forth a daily coaching message that is my voice directly to you 7 days a week, no matter what, no exceptions, that is part of that. Being available every single week live on a live webinar to take your questions and to talk about topics that are on your mind, that kind of stuff is my part, responding to your emails, etc. Your part is even more important. Your part is also simpler. Number one, you've got to engage, right? And that means listening to the daily coaching messages and the weekly challenges and the Q&As. Straightforward. More important than that, though, and it's quite simple, is if you are struggling, you let me know. Even if it's as simple as just opening the door with, Elizabeth, help, I'm struggling. Great, that is a great starting point. You'll probably get a handful of questions and thoughts back from me, but it will be the catalyst. If you have a question, you ask it. If there's something you don't understand, you ask for clarification. If you feel like you're drifting, you let me know. Again, it can be as simple as, Elizabeth, help, I'm drifting. That is your part. I know I will do my part. It is one of the most important things in my life. If you are sure that you will do your part, we will create an amazing success together without question. Last week, I opened up registration to the wait list for the winter 12 Weeks to Transformation, and today I am opening it up to you guys. If you want to create change in your life, then I want you to know about how we might do that together. And I will never, ever, ever be a pushy salesperson that says, you know, like, if you get in today, you'll get all these bonuses. No, like, if you do it, you'll change your life. That's enough. No bonus needed, period. That's how I feel about that. I'm not in the arm-twisting business. And a big part of that is because this, the 12 Weeks to Transformation, is how I spend the majority of my daytime, whether it is creating the challenges or the Q&As or the daily coaching messages or responding to emails, et cetera. And I don't want to work with anybody that isn't excited to work with me, you know? So that's a big part of the reason that I'm not in the arm-twisting business. But it's not, it's also not about weight loss. In fact, my clients ask me to change the name to 12 Weeks to Transformation because what they found was in going through this, so many of them were saying, I'm doing way better with my finances because of this. I'm having better relationships and connection with my family because of this. And I am starting a new career because of this. And I am being kinder to myself. I'm happier. I'm more organized. I'm more peaceful, etc. Because it's not about food at all. The 12 Weeks of Transformation, yeah, we'll talk some about nutrition, but it's really not about that. It is about creating change, taking better care of yourself, and creating a version of you that is happier and healthier, period. Some people have a primary objective of weight loss, which is great. And some people don't, which is great. For some people, it's about their relationship with food. I want to feel more in control. For other people, I want to be more disciplined and more consistent. And that's awesome. That's fantastic. It is about becoming a happier, healthier version of yourself, in large part by changing what you think. But it's not just mindset, right? Like I said, we definitely do talk about nutrition and we talk about movement. But more than that, we're not learning, we're doing. All of the challenges are focused around a particular action. And the great thing is, every week there's a different challenge, which I think counteracts our normal tendency to get bored and to drift a little bit. And there's daily coaching audio messages 7 days a week. They're, most of them are in the 1 to 3 minute range. Some of them are 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, but they're meant to be really, really short, easy to consume, just to kind of recenter you, re-engage you to the process every single day to avoid drifting. And then every week there's a whole new challenge. So our tendency to get bored or to feel like, oh, I was doing so great, but I just petered out, every single Sunday gives you a whole new blank slate, a new start. We're focused on something different and all of the challenges build on each other. And then every week, you can join me for a live Q&A. Anything that's on your mind, anything you're struggling with, anything you're curious about, implementation challenges that you're having, I hang out with you. It's usually about an hour, sometimes more if there are a lot of questions, sometimes less if there's not. And of course, there are replays for those for folks who can't make it live. But one of the questions I get is like, can I participate if I live in a different country? Absolutely. We have people all over the world. The weekly Q&As are live, but the weekly challenges are pre-recorded to make sure that everybody has access to them on their own time. And then there's one of my favorite things. Well, it's so hard to say. I love the daily audio messages. That's awesome. I love the Facebook group because of the ease of connectivity. But the journal is one of my favorite things. It's the journal that I use in my own life, and I make it better every single time based on feedback from people in the group, but it's just a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. If you're like, okay, well, tell me this scoop. How long does it last? When does it start? It's 12 weeks, and that's why it's called the 12 Weeks to Transformation, because it would be super weird if it was 8 weeks and I called it 12 Weeks to Transformation. But yeah, it's 12 weeks. It starts on Sunday, January the 13th, but registration will close long before then because I do limit the number of people that can enroll, and the reason that I do that is because I need to be able to respond to everybody, that whole your part, my part thing. If you're doing your part and letting me know when you're struggling and you need help, my part is being accessible and responsive. And so there's obviously a limit to my capacity to do that. And therefore, there is a limit to enrollment. So I just want to be upfront about that. So it's 12 weeks. It starts on Sunday, January 13th.
And the cost is $497. But I actually want you to think about it. Somebody was messaging me and like, I can't really decide if I, and there is a payment option as well. I can't really decide if I should spend the money or not. And I said, let me share with you how I make these decisions. And you have to make it for yourself. But I always say, is this an investment or is this an expense, right? So for example, buying a new handbag is an expense, right? It's not increasing value in my life in any sort of way. But when I look at like what I spend at the gym, that is an investment. It is an investment in a healthier, stronger me. And then I look at the price and I say, is what I will get from this as valuable as the price or more? So in the case of this 12 weeks to transformation, thinking about ending the struggle, creating that change that you really want, staying motivated, staying focused and doing the work, is that overcoming the struggle and getting what you want, is that worth as much or more as the price? Like, would you trade $497 to put this struggle behind you and feel really proud of the change that you created? Everybody's going to have a different answer there. That is your prerogative. But I see it as a genuine investment in a happier, healthier version of you. And for me, when I was in my struggle, would I have traded $497 for a coach that would help me joyfully create that change? I would have traded 10 times that much. Truthfully, that's my reality. Doesn't make it your reality, but that is my reality, right? There is a difference between the price and the value, and you have to decide what the value is for you. If it gets you excited, like if you've been listening to this and you've been thinking, oh, that sounds like I would love that. And again, there will probably be some fears and some nervousness and some tension, but don't let that stop you. I shared in the VIP email that went out last weekend that I was accepted into this business mastermind. And between the mastermind itself, the actual fee to join the mastermind, and then the travel and accommodations to participate in the events of the mastermind, it's going to be about $35,000 for the year for me to participate. And so while I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to level up my business and I want to have stronger professional connections and all of this stuff, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, but I don't want to part with that kind of money. And then I said, what is contributing to that feeling? And the reality was that it was purely fear. Fear of spending the money, fear of not connecting with the people in the group. And I decided I do not want to continue to be the person who lets fear drive my choices. And since fear is really the primary thing in the way, I am saying no to the fear and yes to the opportunity. Now, that's just my story, and you get to determine what yours is. But when I think about the struggles that I had for most of my life, feeling like food had more control than I did, like I was powerless in so many ways, completely exhausted by the struggle, overwhelmed by the struggle, consumed by the struggle. If putting it behind me and having a structure to help me do that and not do it through discipline and willpower, but genuinely enjoy the journey, if I could have had that kind of assistance for that price, it would have been a no-brainer for me, but it just wasn't available to me at the time. So think about the value you place on this change you could create, and think about that your part, my part. If you are willing to do your part, which is to listen to those short 2 to 3 minute daily messages, the weekly challenge, the weekly Q&A, and to reach out anytime, as soon as you are struggling, frustrated, feel like you're drifting, feel confused, if you are willing to just say, Elizabeth, help, it will be a transformative experience for you. And if that gets you excited, you are the kind of person that I would love to work with. Because undoubtedly, some people will say, oh, $497, that's way too much. But I believe that if you're the kind of, you are listening to a podcast, so you believe in taking your time, which is a more valuable resource than money, because we can't get time back. Because you already understand that, I think you'll get what I'm saying about value versus price. That's what I think. And if you're excited about it, that is the kind of person that I get excited about working with. And you can learn more about what is included in the 12 Weeks to Transformation and also read some comments from folks that I've worked with in the past if you go to primalpotential.com/transform. primalpotential.com/transform. That will give you all the details, and it's also where the link to sign up lives. I do not know how long registration will be open. It could be a matter of days. It could be a couple more weeks. It really depends on the rate at which people sign up because there is a hard and fast limit of the number of people I will work with in any given quarter. So go to primalpotential.com/transform. I will link in the show notes to that as well. You will learn more about it, and there is the link to actually grab your spot, register, and make that investment right there off that site as well. primalpotential.com/transform. And if you have any questions, first check out that URL first, because I bet a bunch of them will be answered for you there. primalpotential.com/transform. But if there are any other ones that come up for you, just let me know. I would love, love, love the opportunity to work with somebody who is excited about creating change in their life. And maybe that person is you. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.